Welcome to Grand Central. Embark on a multi-generational journey of conversations filled with insight, encouragement, and wisdom. A special time set aside for grandparents. Here's your host, best-selling author, acclaimed speaker, and devoted grandfather, best known as Pop Pop, Tim Huff.
Thanks for coming back to be with us this week again for Grand Central. I'm Tim Huff, and I'm just so happy and honored to be your host week by week as we get into a few minutes of time together, particularly for grandparents. Again, hopefully this is good listening for anybody, but we want it to be especially inspiring and helpful and encouraging to grandparents. Last week I had Steve Bell in the studio with me, and today I have Steve Bell again. Welcome back, Steve.
Great to be here.
Man, mm-hmm. I felt like it went by so quick just talking to you. It's just like being at one of your concerts where anyone who's been to one of your shows knows the music is profound, but the setup to the music is just so moving. And you've, it's clear from your website that you've moved to that place where you call yourself a storyteller and a songwriter. Like, it's not just songwriting.
Yeah, but I never wanted to be a storyteller. I just wanted to sing my songs, but I started telling stories. and so that, it kind of surprised me. Like you know what I mean? It wasn't on the radar as, boy, I hope I could be a storyteller someday, but it seems to be what I've become.
It's such a gift because I go to so many concerts where people are talking and talking, going like, come on, play the song.
Right.
And you don't want, they don't have the gift. And right. So, like, their heart's in the right place, but as a listener, you're like, man, you're cutting out a whole hit song that I want to hear.
Right.
But with you, Steve, I just watch the audience. I mean, I've been to hundreds of your shows. I bet at least maybe hundreds. I've been to at least 100 of your shows over all these years. And to watch the audience who really, they want to hear the stories. Like, they don't want you to jump into a song without telling them where your heart was or what you've got with it. And you kind of, you know, bare your heart so freely about what you're feeling or your family experience or your friendships.
I think a story truthfully told is truth-bearing, and I mean capital T. And I think we've grown up in this, you know, the rationalistic age where everything has to be doctrine and has to sort of compete with the world at the level of reason. Mm-hmm. And in the end, the truths that we come to really, really know, we don't come to know them most deeply through reason. Mm. We come to know them through story. It's why indigenous cultures tell stories.
Yes, right.
When you think about the early Hebrew culture, they were storytelling people. Like all that, you know, the early stories, they're an indigenous culture. Mm-hmm. And you passed on truth, which is not always fact, but is way bigger, way more important than fact, right, through stories.
Beautiful. Well, listen, even your comprehension of storytelling tells a story. Like, that's quite a gift.
Okay, good.
It's very, very cool. Yeah. So today, we just got to touch on you being a grandpa last week because we were introducing you. Well, much of this audience knows you, but for those who didn't, we were introducing you and your career and your ministry outreach over the years. We touched on the fact that you're a grandpa. Or you're also a pop-pop. I go by pop-pop.
Yeah, my kids call me pop-pop.
And you
go
by pop-pop. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I asked you what your grandkids thought of your music. We kind of touched on that last week, that, you know, writing for multiple generations is an interesting journey. Yeah. But they must love it just because it's you.
I think so. Yeah, they're proud of me. And they'll come to my concerts. But I don't think they put my music on, like, for their own thing. That's fine.
And for you listeners, next episode, next week, you're going to get to hear Steve's first children's song. So you're going to hear something he's written for his 3-year-old grandchild. Steve, what do you, for you as a pop-pop, as a grandpa now, they're between 3 and age 16, right? Teenagers, you got small kids. What's the most challenging part for you as pop-pop?
I think the most challenging part is as they get older. I mean, like, little kids are kind of little kids. They love you so much. You're their world. They want to go anywhere you want to go. They want to do whatever you want to do. They're just happy with the slightest bit of attention. Mm-hmm. I'm finding that the boys, the older guys, the problem with them, like I had a 16-year-old boy and a 14-year-old grandson, they live in a world that I'm not familiar with. You know, the gaming world, for example, is like everything to them. I know nothing about it. Don't see the draw, mm-hmm. you know. But so they live in a world where that's almost why they get up in the morning, is so they can do gaming. And so as from my generation, I just kind of go, danger, danger, we got to stop this. What's going to happen to their thumbs? You know, what's going to happen to their brains? And right. that's not necessarily true. It's, you know, we just don't know some of these things that they're dealing with. We don't know the long-term effects on cognition, on their ability to have relationships, whatever. So we just kind of don't know. So how do you be a supportive, non-alarmist, right? You know, because as a grandparent, you just want your kids to be safe and good and healthy and have a good fighting chance for a good life. But at the same point, their desires and their joys are valid. And so how do you manage that and be a positive presence? Yeah. And I don't really have answers for that other than be around.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, if they're not going to come out of their room, you know, hey, can you show me that game and see if I can,
right.
you know, just see if we can learn a little bit. My brain doesn't do it though. This is awful, but at least I can show interest. So when they're talking about something, I have some idea.
Or at least when you ask questions for them to explain, you truly don't know the answer. It's not like you're asking
a loaded question. And kids love to tell you what they know. Mm-hmm. You know, I would say if I have any advice for grandparents, because let's face it, we're bewildered.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know how to manage this next generation. So probably curiosity is your best, most important virtue. Mm. Ask.
Right. That's beautiful.
Just curiosity, I'm thinking more and more, is maybe the most profound thing that we can offer somebody. I'm interested in you. Tell me.
Beautiful.
Right.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Paul Robertson's going to be on the show in a few weeks.
Great guy. And
he has on his website 200 questions you can ask your grandkids, your kids, your grandkids.
I should go. Right.
It's just engagement questions. You think like, oh, it must be easy. They're my family, but
not
sometimes you might run out of steam. So, anyway.
Well, we got to understand that culture's changed so much. We're literally now, when we look at our grandkids, especially the teenagers, we're like a Canadian talking to a Puerto Rican.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like they actually have a different culture.
Yeah. Right.
And will never be part of it. Not in the way that they are. And so we just gotta, I mean, if you're gonna travel, you're gonna show curiosity. You're gonna ask. Right. And so I think, and kids love the dignity of that.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's important.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Man, Steve, are you sure you just can't show up and be co-hosting every week? I mean, your answer.
We should do that.
Your answer, I love it. For those of you who don't know, Steve's, lives in Winnipeg.
Yep.
Originally from Alberta.
Yep. Born in Calgary.
Got your grandkids live in
Victoria,
across the country,
London, Ontario, and then one two doors down,
and one on your street.
Yeah.
So you have the best of
we see Vivi every day.
You're a professional in long distance grandparenting.
Yeah.
And super close.
Super
grandparenting.
Close. Yeah.
In a previous episode, we've only got a couple of minutes here, so it's a bit of a heavy question, but enough for you to just give comment on. In the previous episode, we discussed fearfulness versus hopefulness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, parents have it all the time, but grandparents in particular, we're still one generation from the knowing. When you talk about gaming and stuff, some of the parents might naturally already be there where the grandparents are going, that's a stretch for me.
Yeah.
On behalf of your grandchildren, how do you manage the tension between fearfulness and hopefulness on behalf of not just the next generation, your very beloved grandchildren?
There's a great saying, I don't know who said it, but it said basically, find inner peace and thousands around you will as well.
Mm.
And I would say if you don't have a source of hope outside of your immediate frame of reference, probably it can't be maintained.
Wow.
And so I more and more, this sounds way too sort of churchy religious, but I'm finding it's really important to believe in the central tenets of the Christian faith.
Mm.
Death and resurrection of Jesus. That whatever happens here is not the last chapter of the story.
Right.
And so if I can operate out of that sort of sense, and that's my hope, I don't have hope that my grandkids aren't going to suffer. I don't have that hope.
Right.
They are going to suffer. Some of it I'm going to be able to do with them. A lot of it I'll be gone for. And so I have to operate out of a hope and at least convey that to them as well, that you're in good hands.
Right.
Right? The hands of Christ, in the hands of Jesus. You're in good hands. And I think I can model that by being a non-anxious presence, but not if I'm not.
Wow.
Non-anxious. So
right.
The work for me is personal, and then that can spill out of me.
Right. Lovely. Thank you for sharing that. That's beautiful. We're going to wind up, believe it or not. The show moves quick. We want to play a cut from your album, Simple Songs,
mm-hmm.
a song called Fresh and Green. I know we don't have a lot of time. I hate to cut it short, but can you just share a tiny bit in a few seconds, like, where this song came from, what the heartbeat of this song is?
I wrote this for my mom when she turned 65, and she was stressing about entering into this last stage of life. And the weird thing is, I'm 64
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I knew that's like, you got a year before you got to really absorb this song.
Yeah,
it's written for yourself.
Yeah,
so
but
enjoy this year, Steve.
It's from the Psalms, and it's fresh and green. We will remain bearing fruit to a ripe old age. And so what does that mean? And so I was offering that to my mom from the scriptures, but I was also, actually at that time, I was already thinking to myself, like, is that true? Can I believe that I'm going to have value and I'm going to be fruitful right until the end, which maybe unflattering and not fun, but has its own fruitfulness to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, good to be here.
Next week, everyone, you're going to get Steve Bell one more time. We're going to do something extra fun. We're going to have some live music. So you're getting some album music now, but you're going to get some live music in the studio next week. As we head into this song, I'm going to leave you with the Grand Central Benediction. Thanks for being here with us this week. May peace and joy be abundant on your grandparenting journey. May you find comfort in knowing you have done your very best to be at your best during this profound and reflective chapter in your life. And may the expressions of your tender heart bring light and goodness to the precious young ones that you cherish. Until next time, God bless and Godspeed.
Fresh and green we will remain, bearing fruit to a ripe old age. Happy to tell about your name, a blessed endeavor. The righteous flourish like the palm and grow like the cedars of Lebanon. Planted in the courts of God forever and ever. The senseless person doesn't know the wonders of your glory, and yet their harbors overflow. They don't understand that folly springs up like the grass and spreads throughout these vast lands. That harvesting will come to pass when everything is shown, everything will be exposed. And fresh and green we will remain, bearing fruit to a ripe old age. Happy to tell about your name, a blessed endeavor. Righteous flourish like the palm and grow like the cedars of Lebanon. Planted in the courts of God forever and ever. It is so good to sing of you at the first sight of the morning, and at night your faithfulness review before I close my eyes. And sometimes in the dimming light I stumble on your glory, that overwhelming sudden fright, not the daunting kind, it's so hard to describe. Fresh and green they will remain, bearing fruit to a ripe old age. Happy to tell about your name, a blessed endeavor. The righteous flourish like the palm, grow like the cedars of Lebanon. Planted in the courts of God forever and ever. Planted in the courts of God forever and ever.
Thank you for joining us for Grand Central. Engaged and loving grandparents have proven over and over to be life-giving and life-changing in young lives throughout history. but the need for grandparents and all they have to offer has perhaps never been as great as it is today. The Grand Central goals are to inspire, honor, and help resource grandparents on their journey of goodness. If you're a grandparent or grandfriend and would like to share your experience or leave a thoughtful comment, please visit grand-central.ca. Tune in to Grand Central with Tim Huff every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here on Joy. Grand Central is a Youth Unlimited initiative.